This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Sarah Wilson, who is a personal, what we're using the term AgVocate for the agricultural industry. And Sarah, you gave a great presentation at the AgCareers.com HR and Food Roundtable. So the first question I should ask you, Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, my husband, Jeremy, and I, we operate a farm in Jamestown, North Dakota, with our three young children and one full-time employee, and we raise corn, soybeans, and cover crops.
So, Sarah, one of the things you're talking about is that there's many different perceptions that people have about agriculture, and what types of perceptions have you seen personally that people hold?
Well, I think that a lot of times the perception we assume that the American public has is the same perception that the activist groups are advertising. So something very, very negative. And I think that the good thing is we may be mistaken. What I'm finding in my experience is that people are starting to doubt those groups. Those groups are getting discredited in the media for some of their behaviors, whether it be financial or just the way that they, you know, present themselves in a very such a negative fashion. I think that sometimes people are starting to see through them. I think there's much more of an opportunity now than there was a few years ago because I think perceptions are starting to shift. I think that people still have a lot of questions. They're still observing those negative messages, but they may be not buying into them as much as they used to. And so I think that there's a kind of a silent majority out there that's listening. So when we do engage people about these conversations about agricultural issues, there are still a lot of people watching and observing, and we are reaching them. So we are really taking hold of that opportunity to reach a lot of people, but it may not be directly the person we think we're talking to. It may be lots of observers on social media or people that see a news report, and maybe they don't ever say anything about it, but they've tucked away that experience that someone has shared firsthand about agriculture, and I think that we're shifting the tide about agricultural perceptions.
Well, you talked about the difference between an agvotist, or I think sort of an activist, but agtivist, and an agvocate instead of an agvocate. It's very tongue twistery there. So what is the difference between the two?
Well, Mike Haley did a great job. He's an Ohio farmer that writes a great blog, and a couple other farmers write at Just Farmers. They put together a graphic that shows the graduation from an agtivist to an agvocate. And basically, when you begin being an agtivist or standing up and, you know, speaking out about agriculture, you really sometimes are even speaking with an agriculture to the choir. You're kind of doing more preaching, staying within your comfort zone. And as you graduate to be an agvocate, it is a tongue twister. you're really reaching outside of agriculture and people that are already comfortable with agriculture, and you're engaging them in a dialogue or a conversation. So instead of standing there with the bullhorn saying, "I am talking about agriculture, everyone should listen to me," you know, it's more of, you know, sitting down and having a cup of coffee or sitting on an airplane next to somebody and visiting with them, listening to them first trying to and really trying to meet them where they are with the concerns they have, and doing more listening and asking than assuming, because again, those perceptions are shifting. So I don't think that we have to assume that all Americans, you know, are really scared about certain things anymore. I think that we can really, our messages are starting to get out there, and we still have a long way to go because we are in a highly, highly technical industry, and we use some highly technical tools and jargon. We do that a lot. So we do really have to, I guess, retrain ourselves to communicate our message in a way that can be understood with people that aren't involved in agriculture every day. But I think, again, like I said, that pendulum is starting to swing back, and we're starting to, we're starting to gain some ground. In the meantime, the activist groups are gaining millions of dollars. So again, the battle is far from over, and we still need to remain vigilant in our ag advocacy efforts. But it's been exciting to see a lot of peers in agriculture graduate from being agtivists to agvocates. And I would say that I have experienced that process as well. And it's become so much more rewarding. And I've built so many more positive relationships with people now that I'm reaching outside of agriculture and really approaching it with a more of a dialogue approach than just me, you know, yelling about ag from a bullhorn.
Well, you know, you mentioned the advocate and making that shift, but it's that shift that we need to see with people across the country outside of agriculture to have that one-on-one influence. So you mentioned during your presentation a couple basic tips that you gave people to think about as they're starting to move into that, into from the advocatist to the advocate. So what are some of those tips that you've personally know work that you can tell people that they should try?
Sure. Well, the first thing that I started doing about, I would say probably about 10 years ago, is really starting to build a personal network of resources on my own, so that when issues came up in the media regarding any area of agriculture, I could immediately say, okay, this is coming up in, you know, in whatever area, and I would have somebody there that could back me up or could be a resource. Because once you step out and you put yourself out there as an advocate, people are going to come to you with questions, and it could be some of the stuff from left field that you don't expect. And so I think that preparation is key as we begin to put ourselves out there as an advocate and as somebody who's willing to stand up and talk about agriculture. You, of course, you want to always focus on your own firsthand experiences, but also expect those questions about things you don't have experience about, and build that behind the scenes, build that network so that you can connect with people about any area of agriculture. You may not be an expert, but you can always follow up with someone. And that's where relationships are built, that follow-up and continued questions and more follow-up. And that, to me, that's been the most rewarding thing.
So what are some of your key takeaways for the attendees of the AgCareers.com roundtable? And quite frankly, for all of those people who are going to read this article and listen to this interview, what do you want that key takeaway for them to be?
Well, I got to be the opening keynote today. And so for me, that was my opportunity to remind people to be so excited about agriculture, because when you are enthusiastic, that is contagious. And so when you're enthusiastic and you're positive, you know, you're just going to present that aura, you know, and people will pick up on that. And so they will be much more willing to hear about why you're excited about what you're doing in agriculture than they are to bring up what they saw on the news last night, you know, some negative story. And so I think one of the most important things for me today to have the opportunity to reach out to people that are really a supporting industry to farmers and ranchers is that they know how important what they are doing is and the incredible impact they're having on farm and ranch families around the country, and also our ability to do our job and feed and fuel and provide so many essential products for people in every family in America. And especially with me, I mean, I think the untold story in agriculture a lot of times is in pharmaceuticals and all of the medical supplies and pharmaceutical products that come from agriculture. And we're not just feeding people and saving them from starvation. We're literally saving their lives with some of the medical products and pharmaceutical products. And I'm one of them, because my life and my son's life were saved with a product that was derived from pigs. And so that, to me, is, I hope that they take that home and it empowers them to really feel good about what they do, because every person in the room here tonight has a really essential role in making agriculture run in America, and also that it's going to take all of agriculture, and we've got to work together as a team, because like I explained in my presentation, there are a lot of activist groups stacking up and building networks against us, and so we cannot afford to fight amongst ourselves anymore. We've really got to, you know, take a team approach and celebrate all of agriculture.
Well, in closing, Sarah, you have all these HR professionals here that have talked about last year and this year, one of the big topics is they're having difficulty engaging people who are far removed from the farm into coming into agriculture. And you talk about how exciting it is and how we really need people to tell their story and show enthusiasm. So should we also be talking to HR people and helping them potentially through this presentation that you gave today, helping them encourage their own employees and becoming advocates? So just so we can even bring people in, do you think that would help get more people into this great industry?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I had everybody who was a first-generation agriculturalist in the room raise their hand and be recognized, because they chose agriculture. It wasn't, maybe wasn't something that they were, you know, born into or raised to be comfortable with. And so I think it's really important that we start to look outside the traditional family farm box, even though those relationships in agriculture, our rural communities are so, so vital. I think that there is a potential in agriculture to bring in non-farm and non-rural youth into the fold and show them how exciting agriculture can be and how exciting some of the opportunities are. And in doing that, we're going to make sure that the next generation in farming and ranching is going to succeed. I think one of the most important things that some of the HR professionals here are going to do is they're going to reach out to those non-farm and non-rural youth, and they're going to recruit from that pool, because I think that those young people have the skills and the talent and the unique ideas to bring to agriculture that can only make us better. And I'm willing to, you know, open up our doors, and I hope that people within agriculture will begin to mentor these young people and will, you know, welcome them with open arms, our first generation agriculturalists, because, you know, they really bring an enthusiasm that comes with that choice to join agriculture that that we need. We need that shot in the arm. It's pretty exciting.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Sarah. So I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you for all the advocacy you've been doing on behalf of this industry, for coming here today, for going across the country and telling your story. And let's keep in touch, because I think there's going to be a lot of people that want to hear more about your work.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It's a privilege.